Good Sunday morning. Thank you for joining us for this time of worship. I'm Britt Chambers, a member of the session at Monterey Presbyterian Church. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example to believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." The youth of Highland County are a unique bunch. For better or worse, they grow up together in a way that many other children of today don't have the opportunity to experience. These kids are an active and vital part of our community, typically willing to put in the hard work to help a neighbor or friend. As many of you know, the Monterey Presbyterian Church community has recently found ourselves without a pastor. We've had supply preachers, local clergy, and lay ministers step up to fill our pulpit. And we've also had youth. You heard me right, our youth. These children have written sermons, shared testimonies, organized special music, and brought amazing insights into our worship time. It would have been easy for us to look down on them, for us to think it would be too much work, or for us to do it ourselves. And wouldn't that have been the same for Mary, Jesus's mother? She was youth. What life wisdom and experience did she have to be the mother of Jesus? So, what better guides to talk us through the miraculous story of Mary than the youth of Monterey Presbyterian Church? Jack Harold, Anna Chambers, and Marianne Rogers worked together to write this sermon. Listen in as they share with us their unique thoughts and perspectives on this often told Bible story, through the eyes of someone who is just about as close to Mary's peers as we can get. Let us worship together.
Years ago, there lived a woman named Mary, who was a simple townswoman set to marry her intended husband, a path trodden by many from then even until now. Yet, a night unlike any other invited a great harbinger, the angel Gabriel, who foretold that she was to give birth to a boy who would be named Jesus. The boy would be King of Kings, and it was said to be the Son of God. Suddenly, her life was no longer as set in stone as it had once been. She was instilled with new purpose, a purpose greater than anything she could have foreseen. She was asked to be the very bridge of the Lord's return to the world. She had been asked to do the unimaginable. She was to be a vessel of change, and her ability to bear this knowledge was tested. Doubts began to echo in her mind, and issues of trust eroded her confidence. The news was almost too much to handle for someone as young as she. Only was it.
In the weeks leading up to the birth of Christ, we celebrate him and all of the love he shared. This Sunday, we're focusing on love, specifically the love of his mother Mary. When we celebrate the story of Jesus' birth, sometimes we manage to look over the sacrifice that Mary made to be his mother. Her sacrifice was great. Mary was most likely shunned by her community and her family because she was not yet married. Even Joseph struggled with accepting her, and he was visited by an angel. But the most difficult part, I'm sure, was trying to understand it herself. Why her? Why was she chosen? Why was she set apart from the rest? At 14, you can't figure yourself out, let alone why you were chosen to be the mother of Jesus. The only answer that I could come up with was her strength. Mary was strong, and she believed in herself and her son. You see, sometimes in life we are presented with a challenge. Maybe it's a person or a job or anything that you struggle with. And God gives us this challenge to overcome. And once we do that, we get stronger. We learn how to deal with the things we face in our life, and through the difficult things come blessings. For Mary, she overcame the hardship and judgment. And through all of that, she was rewarded with everlasting love and life.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know the blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again? The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Mary still had issues of doubt and confidence. The path she walked on was anything but straight. She had many challenges before her. Mary had decided to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Upon arrival, she was met with the improbable fact that her cousin Elizabeth, who was in her elder years, was with child as well. What was once thought to be impossible was suddenly possible. Elizabeth rejoiced at the sight of her cousin and said to Mary, "My baby jumped with gladness at the sound of your voice. This child would go on to be John the Baptist." John leapt as if recognizing the superiority of Jesus, even though he too was unborn. He would later go on to prepare the world for the arrival of the Savior. This visit instilled Mary with wisdom, power, and courage anew. The love and wisdom of Elizabeth had reassured her. Mary was proving to be more than capable of handling her purpose as told by Gabriel. She marveled at God's plan in what is now known as Mary's song of praise, the Magnificat.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his offspring forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
From Mary's story, we learn that just because a gift is given by God doesn't mean it's easy. He challenges us. And as difficult as it is to hear sometimes, God never gives you something that you can't handle. During the storm, when we are really struggling to find our way, it's easy to think that there is no end. God provides us with the tools we need to find our way out. I recently read a verse that I think fits perfectly into today's sermon, and that is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. There is something about those verses that really hits hard. I'm sure you can each think of a time when you are struck down, but not destroyed. Think about how many times Mary was struck down, but she never let it destroy her.
With this, Mary fulfilled her divine purpose. Mary gave birth to the baby Jesus and brought the Savior into the world. Seeing how she came to give birth is an inspiration to behold, almost as much as the birth itself. Mary had overcome every challenge that had been laid before her, and she emerged a more fortified soul. Mary's path was anything but straight, but no path in life is ever straight, nor is it clear. A straight and clear path offers nothing but a slow and bland approach to the destination. As a path twists and turns, it is the mysteries and uncertainties ahead that make it worth following. And such was the path that Mary followed. Despite her wavering courage along the way, she kept moving. She persevered, and this displayed her strength in brilliant and memorable ways. It was only when she took a step to the side and sought out the knowledge of another that she finally regained the ability to move forward. Determination, courage, wisdom, and power are but worthless if one expends it all too quickly and too soon. And even though she wavered, reflection and clarity restored what she thought she had lost. One might think to themselves, why persevere? Why keep moving even though the resistance and urges to stop overpower the push to move forward? Is it trust, confidence, courage? While it can be all of these, truly all of these are powered by two simple ideals, belief and love. It was Mary's belief in her Lord that led to her taking up this divine purpose. It was also her belief that kept her going. It was her love that led her to visit Elizabeth. It was her love for the people of the world that helped inspire her to keep moving forward. It was her love that led to Jesus' birth. It is the very love and belief that brings us together today. This love and belief in God is what binds us together as Christians. Mary's love led to Jesus' love, and in turn led to our love and belief in him, in God, and in everything they represent. Everything Mary did was essential to the sequence that led us here today. And the story of how she did it is truly something to behold. It is Mary's story.